This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Members of the opposition call on India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi to order a national lockdown as the country's official death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic to date hit nearly 240,000. India reports a record new COVID-19 daily death toll of over 4,000 and more than 400,000 new cases as the country grapples with the world's worst coronavirus surge. In an effort to combat a devastating upsurge in the coronavirus, Emirates Airlines said Sunday it will fly medical supplies from Dubai to 9 cities in India free of charge starting this week. In an AP interview, the WHO's Robert Blanchard says vaccines in volume need to get to those who need it as quickly as possible.
There's a long way to go before we get back to normal. And although the vaccines offer a lot of promise, what we're seeing is that the quantities that are available and the rate of distribution is simply not enough to end the pandemic.
Earlier this month, Qatar Airways also airlifted 300 tons of aid free of charge from Doha to India. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said a COVID-19 variant spreading in India is more contagious, and it is feared it could be dodging some vaccine protections, contributing to the country's explosive outbreak. The European Union has not yet made any new orders for AstraZeneca vaccines beyond June when their contract ends, the European Internal Market Commissioner said Sunday. The Commission said last month launched legal action against AstraZeneca for not respecting its contract for the supply of COVID-19 vaccines and for not having a reliable plan to ensure timely delivery.